The 7 Hottest 2022 Cheltenham Festival Horses. Cheltenham Festival 2022. The 2022 Cheltenham Festival runs between Tuesday, March 15th to Friday, March 18th. With this being the ultimate meeting when it comes to national hunt horse racing in the UK and Ireland. There are stacks of Grade 1 races littered throughout the 4 days of action at Prestbury Park. With the betting markets starting to take shape as we count down to the famous Cheltenham Roar. We look ahead to the horses that are likely to be a very warm order in their respective races. There are a battalion of runners from Ireland who are going to be making the pilgrimage to the Cotswolds. Along with thousands of Guinness drinking racing fans, and we can highlight the horses and races that are must watch during festival week. Top 7 horses at Cheltenham Festival 2022. Honeysuckle, Champion Hurdle. Tuesday 15:30. Honeysuckle is banker material for many horse racing punters when it comes to day one of the 2022 Cheltenham Festival. The mare simply doesn't have any weaknesses, and that explains why she's already odds on when it comes to the anti-post Cheltenham Festival betting odds. Since winning the Marais Hurdle at the 2020 Cheltenham Festival, the 8-year-old boasts an unbeaten record and was the comfortable winner of the 2021 Champion Hurdle. When claiming a 6.5 length victory over Sharjah, with the horse being sent off as the 11/10 favorite on that occasion. There is little chance of getting anything like that price about a horse whose biggest danger could be 2021 Supreme Novices Hurdle winner. Appreciated when it comes to the big race, with trainer Henry de Bromhead confident that jockey Rachel Blackmore will provide a steering job and delight the racing fans who have the filly in their Cheltenham accumulator. For more insights into this race, check out the whatacca.com Cheltenham betting guide, which is packed with useful tips. Shishkin, Queen Mother Champion Chase, Wednesday 15:30. Nikki Henderson is a trainer who has dominated the Cheltenham Festival landscape for well over a decade. And the English handler still has a number of hot properties when it comes to this 4-day meeting. Indeed, British racing fans are often grateful that Henderson is around to pit his leading horses against the challenge laid down by the likes of Willie Mullins and Gordon Elliott. Shishkin is clearly the jewel in the crown when it comes to the Lambourne Yard. With the 8-year-old at the peak of his powers and ready to demonstrate that he's the leading 2-mile chaser in the land. The horse is practically unbeaten during a career, which saw him come from a long way back to claim a victory in the 2020 Supreme Novices Hurdle. 12 months later, and Shishkin was able to comfortably oblige in the Arkell Chase. With the Queen Mother Champion Chase being the natural progression. And there is lots of market confidence behind a horse that simply keeps winning. He will go up against Irish rival Energumene for the spoils, and the pair recently met in the Clarence House Chase at Ascot, where the former got up to claim a 1-length victory. Facile Vega, Champion Bumper. Wednesday 17:30. We should add a slight caveat before getting too excited about the son of the legendary Quiviga. Considering that every horse entered for the Champion Bumper is obviously very green. This is a flat race where there's an almighty stampede over 2 miles. But we can't help but get excited about the prospects of Facile Vega, who could be sent off at odds on for this race. Willie Mullins must privately feel as though he has a special horse on his hands. With the 5-year-old having claimed the spoils in a Boxing Day flat race at Leopardstown. Before looking even more impressive when obliging by 12 lengths at the same racecourse in early February. Alaho, Ryanair Chase, Thursday 14:50. 12 months ago, one of the most visually impressive performances at the 2021 Cheltenham Festival saw Alaho completely smash things up in the Ryanair Chase. And we're fairly sure that he'll be the horse to beat when it comes to the 2022 renewal. The 8-year-old is going to be banker material in the eyes of many punters after that outstanding 12-length victory. Since then, the Henry de Bromhead trained Charge was beaten by Shock and Pour Soir. This happened in the William Hill Champion Chase at the Punchestown Festival. Alaho then won the Grade 1 John Duerkin Memorial at the same racecourse before a convincing win in a Cheltenham prep run at Thurles. Why not learn more about horse racing accumulator betting with our free guide? The money has been coming for Alaho, who appears to be in several Cheltenham racing accumulators when it comes to the anti-post betting for the festival. with Rachel Blackmore likely to be united with a horse who seems perfectly suited to the 2 miles and 4 furlongs of this trip. Bob Olinger, Turner's Novices Chase, Thursday 13:30. It wasn't originally certain where Bob Olinger would be set to run at the 2022 Cheltenham Festival. Although trainer Henry de Bromhead clearly feels as though his charge is best suited to lining up in the opener on day 3 of the meeting. The 7-year-old has been heavily backed for a race over 2 miles, 3.5 furlongs, and it will take a good horse to beat him. Bob Olinger was sent off as the 6/4 betting favorite when it came to the 2021 Ballymore Novices Hurdle. Although there was a wave of Irish money that came for a horse that achieved a 7.5-length victory, there was never any danger for a horse that jumped well, and he will now take to the bigger obstacles at the festival. On November 20th, the horse had his first outing over fences and passed with flying colors at Gowron Park. While the Kildare Novice Chase at Punchestown saw Bob Olinger triumph again. Although this will obviously be a stiffer test of his credentials against a field that also includes L'Homme Presa and Galopin de Champs. Constitution Hill, Supreme Novices Hurdle, Tuesday 13:30. The Supreme Novices Hurdle is the first race of the 2022 Cheltenham Festival, and it's always a fiendishly difficult betting heat. You have some of the most talented young hurdlers competing hammer and tongs in the meeting opener. And this year's renewal looks a top-class affair thanks to the presence of Constitution Hill, Dysart Dynamo, and John Bond. However, it's the former that really catches the eye for this encounter, which is run over 2 miles. And Nicky Henderson is no stranger to saddling the winner of the Supreme. With Altier, a notable victory for a trainer who has a very talented horse who currently heads the betting market after a couple of impressive wins. Constitution Hill won a novice's hurdle at Sandown Park at the beginning of December in impressive fashion. Securing a 14-length victory over race favorite Might I, that was over 2 miles on good to soft ground. Better was to come when the runner obliged by 12 lengths in the Unibet Tolworth novice's hurdle. Sir Gerhard, Ballymore Novices Hurdle, Wednesday 13.30. Dysart Dynamo is trading at a fairly short price for the Ballymore with the top Cheltenham betting sites. Although it's looking increasingly likely that trainer Willie Mullins will pitch the horse into the Supreme Novices Hurdle, paving the way for Sir Gerhard to line up for the opening horse race when it comes to day 2 of the 2022 Cheltenham Festival. Sir Gerhard has previously tasted success when winning the 2021 Champion Bumper at the festival. And his sectional times in recent outings suggest that we could be looking at a future Champion Hurdle winner. Looking back at that bumper performance, the fact that the horse made all was particularly eye-catching. There was everything to like about the horse's 8-length victory at Leopardstown in a Boxing Day maiden hurdle. While the real pointer came when Sir Gerhard claimed the spoils in the Tattersall's Ireland Novice Hurdle in early February. This was an impressive 6-length win. Despite the horse failing to jump perfectly, and he laid down a big market for the festival in March. High standard racing at Cheltenham. There are lots of high-profile horse races at the Cheltenham Festival that we haven't mentioned. With the notable one being the 2022 Cheltenham Gold Cup. As is often the case when it comes to the Blue Riband event of the meeting, we have a wide-open betting heat featuring two-time winner Album Photo, although the Willie Mullins trained horse is down the pecking order. A plus card is the runner that heads the market. And there's a strong indication that the horse is going to finish in the places when it comes to the big race. With Rachel Blackmore guiding the runner to a 22-length win in the Betfair Chase at Haydock Park, which saw the horse installed as the favorite to win the Gold Cup. Despite only finishing second behind Galvin in the Savills Chase at Leopardstown, there is still lots of confidence behind the runner. Although perhaps the Paul Nichols trained horse could be the 2022 Gold Cup winner, and the horse was the winner of the 2021 Sam Vesta National Hunt Challenge Cup Novices Chase before moving on to greater things.